Everybody, Coach John here, back again with you on a Thursday. It is April 4th, 2024. This is part three of three. Again, the Daily Coach is something I subscribe to, get the updates, and he puts out great stuff. And this was the all connected with the modest roots of the Final Four coaches. He brought up three of them in their different pathways that they went through, kind of under the radar to become the head coaches. That they are, and then their teams are in the Final Four. I really caught this as being way more than just basketball. Okay, previous two parts. Part one: there are talented people working at all levels. This goes for way more than just coaching, right? Number two: don't be scared off by an untraditional past, and always, always take a look at these things. And the third one's coming at you here in a second for yourself too, as a reflection. Right? Not just for other people, but also as your self-talk for yourself. All right, number three, the final one. The grunt work of today can serve us long term. Boy, that is true, right? Coach Hurley, Keats, and Oates have at one point or another likely fundraised, driven a bus, washed uniforms, or performed some other menial task they certainly no longer need to. But those chores likely made them more organized, more disciplined, and a bit grittier. Right? The jobs we currently perform may be a nuisance, but they could also be sharpening different skills and adding layers of resolve, thus setting us up for greater success down the road. When America watches the Final Four this coming weekend, which, if you watch it this weekend, great. And if you don't, look back on it maybe. I think it'd be interesting to take a look at it after the fact, right? Everybody will see the glitz and glamour of college basketball on the sport's biggest stage. But the pomp and pageantry of the present for these coaches likely wouldn't be possible without the grit and grind of the past. And that wasn't forged in front of a national audience. It was cultivated a decade ago in obscurity, high school coaches working tirelessly when no one else was looking on. And again, this goes way beyond coaching, you guys, right? We are where we are today, and some of you are still going places, right? I hope I'm still going places, right? Doing different things. We didn't always do what we're doing right now, right? There's plenty of ups and downs and pain and hard lessons and nobody's cheering us on. Maybe it was just us. There were dirty things, cleaning this, wiping that, looking after this or that. Ground level stuff that we all probably did at one point or time in different jobs. And some of those are daily occurrences for parents, right? For cleaning up after the little ones, cleaning up after pets. I love the connection with the coaches of washing uniforms. And I look back when I was coaching early on, I do remember bringing home practice jerseys and a couple kids' uniforms that they didn't have the ability to get them washed. Parents, whatever. Towels that we would use game in and game out. I would do laundry, fundraisers, organizing carpools, going to summer camps, staying in dorms that had no air conditioning in the heat of the summer, not sleeping at night. Unbelievable fun times, right? They were hard, but I enjoyed them, and they made me who I am. Along with, like I said before, working in an ice factory, mowing lawns, doing landscaping, caddying 2 loops a day sometimes with golfers in the heat of the summer. Riding my bike a few miles to get there and doing all that stuff. So the dirty, grimy, out of the spotlight type of jobs that everybody seems to go through in life help make us who we are. They give us substance, they give us character, they give us a baseline, they give us, we learn things, we meet people, we find out things about ourselves, right? But there's people out there, doing this day in and day out. And if just given the opportunity, which is what this three-part series is about, great things can come from this. Great things can come from the ideas and the experiences of others of going through tough times and tough jobs and behind the scenes, and nobody notices or even cheers them on, right? But again, it goes for ourselves too. Okay, so this little walk down memory lane for me is one of the things that helps to inspire me presently. When I look back at the things I've overcome and dealt with and done, I look and I say, "Boy," and I look in the mirror right now. "Boy, John, you've been through some stuff. Don't feel sorry for yourself when things aren't going well, or you got this or that to do, or recover from, or you've been through a lot, and it's okay. Just don't quit, right? Remember those times. They've helped make you who you are today, right?" As I talk to myself in the mirror, so talk to yourself, right? Remind yourself, right, that these jobs that you've been through, the experiences you've been through, have helped you get to you to where you are. And if you don't like where you are, and it's still not a great place, smile, take a deep breath, and just keep moving forward, right? And just keep realizing, let me create that next opportunity. Maybe somebody's not giving it to me, right? I gotta go take it, right? But also that reminds you to give that opportunity and chance to others. And that other opportunity and chance might be just to listen to them. It might be just to spend a few moments with them and ask them some questions, right? Instead of dismissing them, thinking that, they don't know what I've been through and, oh, what an easy life they have. No. Wherever they're at today, spotlight might be on them, like these coaches in the Final Four, right? But boy, they've been through some stuff, as have the players. Everybody goes through stuff. So this is just a great reminder for me. I hope you found it good for you to kind of, take this into your heart and to listen a little bit about some of these things. The modest roots of the Final Four coaches, right? Talented people all over the place, working at all levels, who just need the right opportunity. Sometimes the opportunity, got to give it to ourselves, but other times we can give it to others. And just realize that, we've all been through things. And if it hasn't been the belief of many people in my life, including currently my wife, things would be different, right? And has to be celebrated. And I need to remind her how much I love her when she gets home from work, and just to do something nice for her. Keep putting a smile on her face, keep making her laugh, and keep thanking her, because she has been a difference maker for me. But so have my parents, so have my two kids, so have my students, former players, coaches and teachers I got to work with, right? Former neighbors, tons of friends that I've got to grow up with. I need to connect with them again and let them know. Don't let these things go by without letting people know, right? How much you believe in them, encourage them. But again, these three little things, they're talented people working at all levels. That was number one. Number two, don't be scared off by traditional past. And number three, the grunt work of today can serve us long term. Big time truths coming from the Daily Coach. All about basketball, but this is way more than just basketball. Okay. Alrighty, guys. Hey, hope you enjoyed those three pieces. Share them with others. Keep subscribing, keep downloading. I do appreciate you taking your time with me to hopefully give you some different perspectives and different ideas, right? To keep you moving forward and smiling. And keeping your head up a little bit more often than letting it go down. And just realize you're here for a reason. You got greatness inside of you. You got so many good things going on. Just keep reminding yourself about those things, because you need to do that once in a while. Okay? All right, guys. Take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.